Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Negler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels a bit earlier than usual, but I do have a flight to catch later this evening out of JFK. And let me tell you, boys and girls, there is some serious traffic around the U.S. Open, which just happens to be right in the path of where I need to go from my place to JFK. So got a long night of traveling ahead for your boy from my place to JFK, from JFK to Sao Paulo, probably from Sao Paulo Airport to my hotel. Going to be a lot of sitting around. But I did want to make sure I connected with you all before I left, because God knows we are 2 days away from the Green Bay Packers taking on the Philadelphia Eagles. And in case you missed it, we've got a ton of stuff here on the YouTube channel for you guys to dive into, whether it's my conversation with Andy Herman, the return of Let's Talk Football. Always great to talk Packers football with Andy. As well as my conversation with Fran Duffy, who worked for the Eagles in their digital group for a very, very long time. Now he's doing a couple different things outside of the Eagles, but still very plugged in. Had a great conversation with him previewing this game and really diving into what the Eagles look like heading into Friday night's contest. So I hope you'll, you know, at least take a listen to both of those. Don't have a ton to say here. I mean, it's all been said, right? At this point, the hay is in the barn. These two teams got another walkthrough tomorrow in Sao Paulo. I'll hopefully be in attendance for the Packers availabilities after that walkthrough practice. And then it's game time. The only real new updates for the Packers are Tucker Kraft being added to the injury report with a back injury. Obviously, we'll get designations tomorrow. Here's hoping that sitting on a 10-hour flight doesn't have it season up or anything, but obviously less than ideal in that regard. But Romeo Doubs still dealing with that hand, although I know in the locker room he had mentioned it was more of a contusion and that he was able to do everything that was asked of him in practice, which I think kind of speaks to what we've talked about a lot here over the years as far as the Packers reporting things, maybe over reporting. And it feels like the kind of thing that maybe in other NFL cities with other franchises, maybe that doesn't end up on the injury report, but the Packers go by the letter of the law. They want you to know Romeo Doubs dealing with that hand issue. So those are the kind of injury updates, so to speak. Hello to everybody in the comment section. Good to see everyone piling in. Before we get going, you know what I got to do? Got to give a shout out to our good friends over at Ticket King. Based in Wisconsin since 1992, Ticket King is located across the street from Lambeau Field on Oneida. They're happy to help you find just the right tickets for Packers games, from larger groups to single tickets, both home and away, including the Sao Paulo game. So if you've made the trip down to Brazil and you're thinking, you know, I was just coming here for the party, for the atmosphere, there's still time. You could get tickets for the game on Friday night from Ticket King. They partner with local Green Bay businesses for tailgating and bus transportation to the games in Green Bay, so you don't have to worry about driving or parking. They're even open on game day for last-minute tickets or possible upgrades. Hell, they even have a drive-through window. And if you're not in Green Bay, no problem. Just use the Ticket King link on the Cheesehead TV homepage, in our app, or indeed in the description of this video. Don't use Ticketmaster, StubHub, SeatGeek, none of this national nonsense. Use a company based in Wisconsin since the early 90s. Ticket King for all your Packers ticket needs. What's going on, fine folks of the internet? Hope you're all doing well. So many folks already joining in. Robert starting us off with a super chat. What's up, man? Safe travels, Nags. Which unit looks more polished week one, offense or defense? Have a blast. That's a million-dollar question, right? I think it's a good chance that the offense looks ahead of the defense for a change. Usually it's the other way around as far as being able to just read and react on the defensive side of the ball while the opposing offense figures things out. But I do think this offense, all these skill guys having been together now, you know, going on 2 years, and the work they've done throughout the summer together, the way they played at the end of last season. Now, there's no guarantee, obviously, that you hit the ground running, but I like their chances of being really effective early, much earlier in the season than we saw last year. On defense, it's no mystery, right? It's a new scheme, new stuff, new kind of ideas as far as what you're supposed to do in certain situations. And you got to think the Eagles are going to come out with all sorts of eye candy, trying to get those guys thinking rather than flying to the football. I don't think for a moment that it's going to be too big for them or anything like that. I just think it's going to take some time. It's going to take a bit for this defense to gel. But hey, that's why they play the games. And I'm excited to find out start to find out some of those answers on Friday night. Chris Dorsey, thanks for the super chat, man. 2 hours to go for the Pack until the first touchdown of weekend. Let's go. That's right. The Packers are in the air as we speak, having left earlier this morning for that 10-hour tour in the air, trying to get to Sao Paulo. Doug Hype, what's going on, man? Was dealing with medical issues, but might hop on a plane to cause trouble in Sao Paulo. Should I bring Carry the G Cream Ale? Does the Pope wear a funny hat? Of course you should bring some Carry the G Cream Ale if you can get it there safely. I don't want anybody breaking any serious rules here. Like, you know, I would never advocate for that. But yes, absolutely you should. Come on. Diogo, thank you for the super chat. Hey, Nags, I'd love to meet you. Where can we Brazilian cheeseheads catch you in Sao Paulo? The biggest Packer fan base outside of Wisconsin awaits. I'm glad you asked. And thanks so much for following along and for not only the super chat, but for, you know, engaging with Cheesehead TV at all. Very excited to get to Brazil and meet Brazilian Packers fans, especially. The place where we are having our meetup with Packers Brazil, that is the largest fan group in Brazil for the green and gold, is at a place in Sao Paulo called Casa 246. It's a gastro pub, supposedly. I have not obviously never been there, but that is where the event is taking place. Casa 246, I have to tell you, this was an event that was ticketed through Packers Brazil. They made that open to their members first. So I would encourage you to go to Packers Brazil's website and click. They have a link about halfway down their page that has information on the event and where you can buy tickets. So that's where you're going to want to head to. And that's where I will be tomorrow night, which I can't even believe it. As I'm saying it out loud, I'm going to be in Sao Paulo tomorrow night drinking beers with Brazilian Packers fans, watching the Chiefs take on the Ravens. What is this life? Pretty dope is what it is. I'm very, very excited. What else we got? What's up, Gerardo? Thank you so much. First beer tomorrow is on me. See you at the meetup. Go Pack, go. Can't wait to meet you. Thanks so much for reaching out. Very, very excited to be down there with all of you. Cannot wait. It's going to be a ton of fun. What else we got here? Ann is tracking the Packers flight. 1 hour, 23 minute flight time to go. I love that Tyler has really taken the lead on like all the information when it comes to the Packers flights and where they are in the air and things like that. I mean, he's obviously, he works for an airline. He's an aviation nerd and he's really into that kind of thing. And I always know that at some point on Twitter, like in the responses to his tweets where he talks about where the Packers are, how they're traveling, where they are in the air, etc., someone will inevitably say, like, why are you tracking them? It's so weird. You're such a stalker. And I'm always like, you know, this is public information. He's not making magic here. He's not like, you know, breaking any laws. This is all publicly available information. So just lay off Tyler is what I'm trying to tell you here. Am I wearing green in Brazil? I ask again, does the Pope wear a funny hat? Hell yes, I'm wearing green in Brazil. I'm begging you. I can't believe we are 3 days away from kickoff, and there are still people asking about this, still wondering about this, still thinking that that's a thing. I am begging you to get educated, and no, I'm not going to talk about it here yet again because I've seemingly run out of words to describe how silly this is. Yes, I'm wearing green, loud and proud, including to the game. Cannot wait. Very, very excited. Dennis, thanks for the super chat. Hi, Nags. I'm from Sao Paulo. Looking forward to see the Packers for the first time. Have a safe travel. Hope you enjoy our beautiful country. Go Pack, go. Random Packer, Antonio Morrison. Excellent choice. I don't believe he's been utilized before. I'm always happy when people get, you know, random Packers who haven't been mentioned 100 times, and this most certainly is one of them. Well done. Thank you so much. I cannot wait to be there, man. Very, very excited. What else we got here, folks? Nags, running out of words. Never thought I'd ever hear that phrase. You're telling me, man. It's just, I'm just tired of it, man. I'm just tired of the misinformation when the actual answers are readily available to anyone who's actually even remotely intellectually curious. That's all. Tyler needs to get to EAA Air Adventure sometime. That's a great point. I think he maybe he has been at one point. I know, like, obviously his family's from Wisconsin. I gotta think at some point he's been there, but maybe not. Jake, my daughter is 6 weeks old and doing my best to make sure her first words are "bears still suck." That is a worthwhile endeavor. I applaud the effort. I would just ask that you make it something more positive. Make her first words "go pack go," and then her second phrase ever uttered, "the bears still suck." Let's go with that. That's my request to you. You're the parent. You do what you think is best, but that's just me. That is just me. What else we got here, folks? Safe travels next. Thank you, Christopher. Really appreciate you, man. I want to see a deep shot from Love to Watson to establish a vibe at the start of the game. Nice guy. I think we're all hoping for something like that early in the game to get our blood flowing, right? And start taking it to the Eagles early, etc. I have to think, though, you know, given the opening shot to Watson his rookie year, which, yes, he dropped, and then the opening shot to Detroit in Detroit last year, which he caught, I got to think teams are going to start this season, especially, all right, whatever happens, we're playing two high safeties. We're never, ever letting this kid get behind us, and we are going to make sure that they don't open with a big shot to Watson. That's just my guess, especially this first kind of month of the season. But we'll see. We'll see. Hey, who knows? Maybe the Packers be like, okay, I don't care what you play. We're throwing deep. Let's go. William James, thanks for being a Care of the G Club member. Appreciate you. It'll be interesting to see how we fare in the trenches on both sides. Random Packer, David Martin. David Martin, now that's a pull. I've been talking about it quite a bit this whole offseason, really, but definitely leading into this game as far as, you know, this is a very, very good unit up front on both sides of the ball for the Eagles. Like, they are no pushover. And I understand the narratives about Cox and Kelsey retiring, right? But, man, and I would encourage anyone who's very kind of interested in diving a little bit deeper into what the Eagles look like along their lines to, you know, the conversation I just had with Fran Duffy. He really kind of lays it out how talented they are. Good litmus test, right? I mean, we know the Packers have come out somewhat lackluster, especially in the run game up front these last couple of years. If they can produce on the ground against this front, they should be in a good spot going forward for the start of the year. Jocelyn, how are you? Thanks for the super chat. Health notwithstanding, which player has most targets this year? This is unsuspiciously a fantasy football question. Random Packer, Antonio Chapman. I appreciate the honesty, Jocelyn, and I don't think it's – I've talked about this quite a bit. I think it's Jaden Reed as far as targets. I think he's going to probably lead the team in receptions again, regardless if Watson's healthy all year or not. I just think there's so many ways to get him the ball, including the, you know, he does the motion pre-snap and they do the touch pass to him and things of that nature. I think he'll be utilized in all sorts of different ways, both as a traditional receiver, as a slot guy, hell, even out of the backfield, getting him, you know, receptions that way. I just think he can be used so many different ways, and he's kind of bulletproof when it comes to whatever scheme you want to run. There's a way you can work with him to get him open from any position. So I doesn't discount what Watson does or Wicks or Dobbs. I mean, I think they're all going to get theirs, but as far as like targets and or receptions, give me Reed. Go Pack Go from Lisbon. How are you, HF? Hello from New York City, at least for the next, you know, couple hours. Carl Van Beckham, thanks for the super chat. I mean, just watch Grassi's visit to Brazil. People were wearing green. Expand your worldview, people. Have a great trip. Thank you, sir. I plan to. And yes, I agree. Will I be watching Sunday games in Sao Paulo? No, Robert. I will be back in New York City Sunday morning. I did very much want to be here back home for the first Sunday of NFL football. And I cannot wait. It's going to be a good time. Andrew Ware, how are you, man? Kid turns two today. We play Friday, party for our kid this weekend. This week is a celebration, and anyone who says otherwise can kick rocks. Safe travels. Go Pack Go. Man, happy birthday to the kid. And yes, Packers going to give you a big W to celebrate. Very, very exciting stuff. For those asking if there's going to be a watch party here on the Cheesehead TV YouTube channel, yes, Corey Banky will be holding it down on his own from Green Bay. please, I implore you, keep him company. I know he's probably a bit nervous about doing it himself. First time he'll have done so, but hey, I know you guys are going to come through. I know you're going to keep him company. It's going to be a lot of fun. He's going to be off the chain without me to check him. So if you want the rantings and ravings of a Packers savant, this is the place to be. I will be in the press box down at the game, but Corey will be living it up here on the YouTube channel. So please, please stop by. Brad, how are you, man? Thanks for the super chat. Bring home a W, Nags. Carry the G for us down there. I will do my best, sir. It was great to see you in Appleton, by the way. Thanks for saying hello. Really, really cool. What is the temperature for the game going to be? Brandy, it's interesting. I talked to Billy about this yesterday or 2 days ago on Carry the G Radio. What's crazy is that the week leading up to the game, is it hits 90. It's hot. It's what you'd expect in Brazil, right? But literally overnight Thursday all through Friday night, the temperature is supposed to drop like 20 degrees. And at game time, it's supposed to be a high of like 65 or something, getting down to like 55 during the game. It's like the football gods said, we will make it football weather just for you. Because then it goes back to being 90 degrees on Saturday. It's legit. That's been the weather forecast now for a week or so. So I'm very much excited because the press area is open air, which means we're going to be out in the air, which means I can wear a hoodie. It'll feel like football. I cannot wait. Dan, lots of obnoxious Eagles fans here. Oh, sir, of course there are. Have you met Eagles fans? God bless them. They do travel well, and they are passionate about their team. And I have little doubt somewhere in Sao Paulo, there is an Eagles fan going, there are a lot of annoying Packers fans here. It's just part of the gig, right? I mean, in London, Packers fans were everywhere. You could not move for the Packers fans. So if it's anything like that, I'm sure, you know, the locals and the Eagles fans will be saying, what about all these annoying Packers fans? I can't wait. Is it my first time to Brazil? Yes. It's one of the reasons I wanted to make the trip. You know, I've never been to South America, let alone Brazil. So any excuse to see another part of the world, I probably wouldn't otherwise. And the fact that the Packers are there, we are devoted to Packers fans worldwide. Wouldn't be very much of a devotion if I wasn't going to these games internationally to meet up with Packers fans around the world. But yes, first time in Brazil. I'm very much looking forward to it. Patrick, how are you? Hope you're doing well on the north border there. Football is back. Go Pack Go. Glad I caught you live. Thank you, Patrick. Good to see you, brother. I hope you're well. I haven't heard from you in a while. Hope you're doing well. Josh Jacobs gets his first ever receiving TD. It feels like they're trying to make that happen. There's been enough talk about it, and they worked on his kind of work out of the backfield as a receiver throughout the summer. I think everyone on offense really wants to make that happen. I don't know particularly that has to happen on Friday night, but I think sooner rather than later. It's something the team is definitely aware of. No question about it. Jake is asking any ideas on Mosley. I think you Mosley. Aaron Mosby, I think is probably what you mean. And he is missing the game for a personal reason, which is almost always something very good or something very bad. Either way, it's personal. And if he wants to talk about it when there's an open locker room next, I'm sure he'll discuss it. But on the outside looking in, I just hope everyone's all right and that it's a good reason and not a bad reason. Wheel route, Rick Harris, you read my mind. Come on now. Wheel route to Josh Jacobs. Are you kidding me? You know what would be extra dope? If they ran the two-back set, like traditional quarterback under center. Jordan Love's under center, right? Josh Jacobs on one side in the pro set and split backs, and I guess Emmanuel Wilson, you know, on the other side, and they both run a Texas route, or one runs a dart into the flat, and the other one runs a Texas route on the other side, and Josh Jacobs takes that Texas route and goes to the house for a touchdown. That would be for his first receiving touchdown ever, like old school Holmgren style. That would be absolutely dope. Cannot wait. All right, everybody. I got to get going. I cannot thank you enough for hanging out with me early as I get ready to leave for the airport. Really appreciate the support. Like I said at the top, make sure you check out my conversations with Andy Herman and Fran Duffy. Lots of great Packers discussion for you guys to dive into. In the meantime, hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel, tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. And for the three of you who have asked, I've seen a couple here in the chat. Yes, there will be no tweeting from yours truly while I am in Brazil. I will be doing live updates on Threads. I'll be doing my regular chat here post-game, but there won't be any tweets. So look for me everywhere else, here on YouTube, on Facebook, on Threads, Instagram, everywhere else other than Twitter, because I ain't fighting the law on this one. So please hit like, hit subscribe. I'll see you guys when I get to Brazil. Thank you so much. Go Pack, go.